Chris Stewart back with you here from the right field terrace at Sewell Thomas Stadium. Alabama baseball this weekend playing host to the Auburn Tigers. It's one of several events actually taking place here. We got people swarming like ants. You got the coaches' clinic going on that Nick Saban and his staff are hosting this weekend, and just a ton of high school coaches from around the country have made their way here to Tuscaloosa to take part in this over the weekend. You've got a huge track and field event going on over at the Sam Bailey Track as well, and you've always got a lot of people involved when you're talking about a track event. But, of course, the huge series is the ninth-ranked Crimson Tide baseball team will be hosting Auburn this weekend. You've got the annual Night at the Joe taking place tonight. As if we needed the event and the weekend to be any bigger, the Night at the Joe is taking place, and Ryan Majersik from University of Alabama Athletic Department, he's the Assistant Director of Marketing, kind enough to join us. First of all, thanks for letting us be out here.
Oh, thanks for being out here. We're excited to have you guys out here.
Having a lot of fun. I looked at the forecast. I knew it was going to be a great day. I knew that I was going to be excited about baseball this weekend, so I wanted to get here early. Kind of threw it out for fun on Monday, and the next thing I know, you guys have jumped through every hoop and knocked every hurdle out of the way for us to do it, and you've brought pizza.
That's
for crying
right.
out loud.
That's right.
And, you know, that's it's not the icing on the cake. It's the topping on the pizza. But we do appreciate you being such gracious host. It's
absolutely.
Awfully nice of you.
Yeah, we're excited to get the activity started early today.
I get this a lot, and we'll talk about the events of this weekend. But obviously, with my role in the Crimson Tide Sports Network, we are part of Crimson Tide Sports Marketing. And there's confusion sometimes because you are in athletic marketing, and the two work hand in hand, but they are different groups. While they're more of a sales arm and do have promotional interest involved, you guys within the athletic department and athletic marketing there, talk about the job that you have and the role that you have on this campus.
Yeah, we work really closely with Crimson Tide Sports Marketing. Like you said, they do a lot of the sales of our sponsorships and stuff, and on the back end we do the fulfillment. So a great example is tonight. They've gone out and secured a lot of sponsors to help with this event, different gift cards that we're going to be giving away throughout the game and that kind of thing. And we come up with the creative ways to give them away with the concert, with Coach Saban throwing the first pitch, with the prizes that we'll be giving out throughout the game. So our job is really to get people in the building, and it certainly helps when we've got a team like the number 9 team in the country playing great baseball right now. So it makes our job a lot easier, but we certainly enjoy doing it.
Yeah, there's no promotion that like winning in a winning team, and thankfully we've got that right now with Bama baseball. Right field, though, and we're here because it was a nice spot logistically. But there's obviously a purpose because of what, frankly, right field and the right field Ragers, as they've dubbed themselves, have meant to the program. And it's just made it more fun. And I know for you guys in marketing, that's the case as well. It makes your job more fun.
Oh, absolutely. I think the crowd inside the stadium really feeds off the energy that these guys and these students out here have created. And we're just really excited to have them out here. I think there was a little bit of a learning curve the first couple weeks, the first couple series. But we got our policies in place out here, and we want to make sure everybody has a good time, but they also play by the rules and they're safe out here. And I think that's the case so far, and I think that the fans really enjoyed, and of course the folks out here do too. So it's been great so far.
And you talk about the policy that you have gone with. I thought the best endorsement, Ryan, that you could get, I heard from a friend I was talking to the other night, Tuesday before the UAB game. He's a guy who's got grandkids and young grandkids, and he said, oh, you know, he's talking about how he's been a baseball fan for years. He's been coming to games here for at least 20 years. And he was talking about how much he enjoyed it out here. He's got season tickets, but they come out here to right field. And he brings his grandkids. Now, you know the student involvement. You know that the people are having a good time, coolers, enjoying themselves, following all the rules as they're supposed to. But that, to me, is the biggest indicator that they are. When a guy can bring small kids and not worry about it, they know that it truly is something for people of all ages. Families can come out here and have a good time and enjoy themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the fans out here do a good job of policing themselves too, because they understand that there's kids of all ages, families of all ages out here, and the atmosphere is quite a bit different from a Friday to a Sunday, and you see a lot more families out here on Sundays. I think the students kind of swarm on Fridays and even Saturdays, but no, we're excited to have our a lot more fans out here than we've had perhaps in past years. I think our attendance has gone up quite a bit this year with the help of this right field area. So it's been a tremendous asset from a marketing standpoint, and we're just real thankful for the fans that are coming out here and taking advantage of it.
Ryan Majerczyk is the Assistant Director of Marketing for University of Alabama Athletics, joining me here as we broadcast live from the right field terrace at Sewell Thomas Stadium today. We talked about the increased numbers, so I want to just give a little bit of a 101 for the right field terrace for people that are probably coming out here, some for the first time all year. They've heard the buzz, heard us talking about it, and go, okay, I'm going to go see it for myself. Give them a little bit of a little, as I said, the 101 on what they need to know if they want to try to get here. Besides, hey, you better hurry because people are already getting their chairs in place if
right,
you want to come out here.
They? I think it was about 50 or so that were set up when we first got out here, and it looks like
it's more than doubled
100 right now.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. But we cap it at 1,100 every night, especially on Friday nights. This place, I think it was the Kentucky series, we filled up close to an hour before game time out here. So definitely get out here early. Coolers are allowed out here. No glass bottles or anything like that. Obviously, like I said, we want our fans to behave and watch their alcohol consumption. But we certainly don't want to, get...
You're not raining on the parade, but at the same time,
exactly.
The parade's got to be orderly.
Exactly. So, we just encourage the fans to police themselves out here and to get out here and have a good time. And, of course, we've got about 6,000 seats there in the stadium. So families and even students are welcome to come out there and enjoy the ball game. I know we're expecting a great crowd tonight, and it'll certainly be a fun evening.
Talk to us about the night at the Joe, because in addition to the game itself, Coach Saban's going to be throwing out the first pitch, and he will throw a strike. He normally does when he comes out here and has done that over the years. But you got a big concert ahead. Let's start with that coming up at 5 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. The concert gets started at 5. It's August Ash, local country cover band. They're going to come out and play some modern country hits for us from 5 to 6:15. While that's going on outside the front of the stadium, we're going to be giving away T-shirts to the first 400 students. We'll be giving away shakers to all of our fans as they come through the gates, whether they're going to the concert or not. We'll give away close to 20 prizes throughout the game. So from the middle of the first inning to the end of the eighth inning, we'll be giving away close to $300 in gift cards. We'll give away a Yeti cooler, a GoPro camera, team autographed bat, team autographed jersey, lots of cool stuff.
Yeah.
And the pep band will be out here. Big Al.
I was going to say that. One thing, Big Al has shown up from time to time, but you got the pep band coming too.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be a lively atmosphere, and we're trying to kind of recreate that football atmosphere. Obviously, we don't have 101,000 seats out here.
Don't need them.
We make
enough noise. We get the right number here.
That's right. So that's what we're going for, pep band, Big Al. Lots of folks out here in right field and throughout the stadium, so it'll be a fun evening.
For the it doesn't end tonight, and that's what I want to make sure that I emphasize to a lot of people. Yeah, it's a huge weekend. But there are still a couple of more that'll take place, and you've got other midweek games. So you guys just saw Chris Pisantini go by from the ticket office. That's something that we're trying to push and remind people. This is the midway point. It's not the end as far as this season is concerned. So still a lot of chances for people to come and be a part of Bama baseball throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, absolutely, and a lot of good opponents left, even on the home schedule. You got Florida coming in the next home series, and Mississippi State, which went to the College World Series Finals last year for the final home series of the season, and number one team in the conference, number nine team in the country, making a run at the postseason, and lots of good baseball that's going to be played out here the rest of the season. So really excited to get it kicked off tonight with a big crowd, and hopefully that'll continue through the rest of the year.
Ryan, appreciate what you guys do in athletic marketing, but really appreciate, again, not just letting us be out here, but the hospitality you've provided. It's awfully kind of you. We've had a good time. Thank you
Great.
So much.
Excited to have you. Thanks, Chris.
Ryan Majerczyk is the Assistant Director of Marketing for University of Alabama Athletics, among the individuals that have been so helpful in putting this broadcast together today. We're doing the show on the road from the right field terrace at Sewell Thomas Stadium. And, yeah, you look out and, again, the pop-up chairs are in force. People already marking their spots. They've got a couple hundred chairs that are already claimed, but still space for you. So come on out, and if you got a chair in the car and you want to hold your spot, I recommend you get here quick. If not, come early and take advantage of the night at the Joe with a concert starting at 5. Coach Saban throwing out the first pitch, and then the ninth-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide taking on the Auburn Tigers with airtime at 6:30 here on Tide 99.1.